Today is Saturday, September 6th. Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. A federal judge has ruled that Wisconsin must give back pay to disabled workers who are denied unemployment benefits because they receive disability payments through Social Security. The court order requires the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development to create a process for residents who were denied unemployment benefits between September of 2015 and this past July to receive the payments. The judge ruled the state law that was used to prevent those residents from collecting unemployment benefits intentionally discriminated against them. A recent report from the Department of Veterans Affairs Office found that all three of Wisconsin's Veteran Affairs hospitals are struggling with worker shortages. The issue is not exclusive to Wisconsin, with a report finding workforce shortages at nearly every VA facility across the country. The report also noted that the Tomah VA Medical Center in western Wisconsin is in need of several doctors in addition to its nursing shortage. Despite the shortages, the Department of Veterans Affairs is planning to cut nearly 30,000 jobs at the end of the month. The Groundwater Coordinating Council has shared its recommendations for continuing to protect the state's waterways with the Wisconsin State Legislature. According to a press release from the Department of Natural Resources, the council's recommendations are focused on growing water quality issues in the state, including addressing contamination issues from PFAS, pesticides, and nitrates. The council also recommended new efforts with local agencies to identify sustainable water sources and develop a regional framework to manage water withdrawals. A southern Wisconsin man has been arrested for his 12th offense, OWI. Janesville police say officers attempted to stop a driver late Tuesday night, but instead, the suspect fled from the police. Police deployed stop sticks and forced the driver off the road to end the chase. Officers sent the suspect to get a blood test after a search warrant was issued because the driver has 11 previous OWI convictions. The man was arrested, and Janesville police are recommending charges of 12th offense OWI, reckless driving, and fleeing. The Richland County Fair continues today with many activities scheduled. This morning, we'll highlight the dairy cattle. Jody Cornell is the adult leader for junior dairy breeders.
Our show is Saturday morning. We'll start at 9 o'clock in the morning. And at 9 o'clock, the first thing in the ring will be Pee-wee showmanship. That is less than 4-H age. And those little kids are actually really cute. Most of them bring spring calves, which are always fun to watch. And we don't necessarily place them in any kind of order. It's not really a competition. It's more of just a fun exercise for those kids to get a calf out there. And they're kind of our upcoming generation, so we like to celebrate that a little bit too. They're going to be the newbies in a couple years, and so we want to make them feel welcome and that. And then following Pee-wee showmanship, we'll actually reverse the order. We'll go to senior showman, then intermediate showman, and then beginner. And we do that because we're hoping that the younger showman will come in, sit through the senior showmanship, watch what's going on, watch, you know, what the judge is looking for, and then they got a little bit of a heads up when they come into the ring, and then we'll go right into the cattle from there. We usually get done early afternoon.
Today is also Children's Day at the fair. Free Culver Scoops tokens will be given out from 10 until 2 to the first 500 children. Crime Stoppers will be on hand from 9 until noon. Kids and agriculture activities will be in the barns from 11 to 1. Life-size balloon creations will be available to view from 11 to 6. And Mr. Ed's Magical Midway will open at noon with a $35 wristband special for $35 until 4 o'clock. This afternoon will also include a pedal pull at 3, Wisconsin Fairs of the Fair from 4 until 6, and the meat animal sale will begin at 5 o'clock. The Demolition Derby will also return tonight in the grandstand at 7. Admission to the fairgrounds is free. Tonight's grandstand admission is $10. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds anglers that the 2025 hook and line season for Lake Sturgeon will be open on certain waters through September 30th. All anglers looking to harvest a lake sturgeon must have their general 2025 fishing license and a valid hook and line lake sturgeon tag. Licenses and tags may be purchased online through Go Wild or from a licensed vendor. All license requirements and regulations apply. The City of Richland Center will host its open book for the assessment roll of 2025 Monday and Tuesday from 8 till 4 at the Clerk Treasurer's Office. The assessor will also be available for the open book at the municipal building. Instructional material will be provided at the open book to persons who wish to object to valuations of their property. The Board of Review for the City of Richland Center will then meet on Wednesday, October 5th at 5:30 in the City Council Room of the municipal building. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced it will award more than $6 million to local groups to protect and improve surface water. Interested and eligible organizations are encouraged to apply for a surface water grant. A pre-application must be submitted by September 15th to compete for a grant in November. The DNR's Surface Water Grants Program leverages money from the Water Resources Account of the State Conservation Fund to help local communities accelerate water protection and restoration efforts across Wisconsin. The fund can be used to support a wide range of locally driven projects that invest in watersheds and surface waters. The amount of funding available varies by project. Eligible organizations include counties, municipalities, local units of government, lake and sanitary districts, national resource agencies, tribal governing bodies, colleges and school districts, lake associations, nonprofit conservation organizations, river and surface water management organizations, and producer-led groups. Individuals are not eligible for grants, but may partner with an eligible organization willing to support a project. Pre-application forms can be found under the Applying tab on the DNR Surface Water Grants Program webpage. Email the form by September 15th to dnrsurfacewatergrants@wisconsin.gov. As a new season of football kicks off, millions of fans are gearing up for one of the sport's most cherished traditions, tailgating. With that also comes risks like fire hazards and impaired driving. AAA, the Auto Club Group, is helping fans celebrate safely with comprehensive guidelines to ensure your game day gathering remains memorable for all the right reasons. Parking lot celebrations present unique challenges that require special attention. In 2022, a tailgate fire at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami destroyed 11 vehicles after an unattended grill ignited a blaze beneath a parked car. While rare, incidences like this highlight the importance of proper grill placement and fire prevention. Safely shutting down and storing your grill at a stadium tailgate is just as important as firing it up. Steps aren't just about safety, they can also help you avoid costly damage and insurance claims.